Back to the Writer's Block, presented by Bud Select with Hockman, Gould, and Fredrickson on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
My hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send?
My second favorite one.
I don't think you can sing other people's songs on the radio. Isn't that copyright infringement? God will sue you. Yeah, good point. Good point. Would someone sue you over copyright infringement on a hymn?
Is it in the public domain by now?
I don't know.
I don't know. That wouldn't be very Christian.
We're looking back here. We'll be looking back all week. It's our last week of the show. We're last show officially on Friday. Are we going to do that at Rosie's? Have you looked into that?
I've looked into it. We're trying to see what we can do.
Oh, okay. Great. That'd be fun.
There's some complications.
Yeah, try to let me know.
They probably don't have internet there.
They do?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's one complication out of the way.
So
the shower could cause some problems.
There's no shower there. That's at Roxy's.
Oh, my bad.
There's another one out of the way. Well, we're knocking out complications.
I don't see what the issues are.
The shower's only going to cause a complication if you allow it to.
Good point. Someone on the text line asked if we were talking about competitors for Alex Reyes in the National League Rookie of the Year race. Asked if Trey Turner, the Washington Nationals center fielder, second baseman, shortstop, do everything guy, is a rookie anymore. He surpassed rookie limits last year. He would absolutely be on that list, but he is no longer a rookie. So that answers that question. That's why he wasn't on there. As we look back on kind of our on the show, and we had a great run. A lengthy, you know, lengthy historic run,
didn't you
I would
say. It was going to be the longest?
That was the goal.
Running sports
show. Did you make it?
I think it was the longest running sports show in St. Louis that was hosted by three members of the Post-Dispatch.
Three members?
Correct.
Okay.
I think that's true.
That could be accurate.
It might be.
That
on.
Was the fine print when we named that as our goal.
Check on some of those old sports open lines they used to do at KMOX. I don't think they had three, though. So I think you might be accurate in this.
Nice. We got to get a plaque for that. I think Derek's making us shirts. He texted us the other day asking us for our shirt size.
Really?
I'm excited about that.
Get another text in the 314. Will there be a final Plowsy movie savant?
Oh, my gosh. There has to be, right?
There will be.
I think there's also going to be a final word of the week with former intern Alexis Strauss.
There will be.
I had communication with her this weekend, and she said she'd be willing to do that. Maybe tomorrow.
I think tomorrow we'll do that. Yeah. The final movie savant featuring Plowsy will be on Friday. He and I have been discussing already which movies we have in mind. And so we will have that on Friday. We'll have one other surprise I can think of on Friday as well.
So as we kind of look back this week, you're a big fan of looking back.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually the biggest fan of this function of the STLToday.com website that I never used, but probably should, where you can look back at old stories that are archived from years past. And you found one that really caught your attention.
Because like on Cinco de Mayo, when I did the show with it was Hockman and I that day, it talked about the stadium burning down, the grandstand burning down, and it was like in the third paragraph of the story. Now, but you got
the Cardinals
like,
lost X to X today, and this many people attended the game, and so and so pitched great. And oh, by the way, the stadium burnt down.
Right. It was like the third paragraph. Like, you talking about burying the lead.
Well, I think what happened was it was a typewriter. So the guy had already gotten a lot of information in there. He didn't want to restart it. You know, it's not like they had a backspace on that bad boy. He just had to kind of roll with
so
it.
So you go, okay.
Oh, by the way,
it's chronological.
Yeah.
The lead is the first inning.
Well. Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that how you do a game story, Chris?
Huh?
Is that not how you do a game story?
I don't know. I'm not a writer. And
Ben?
I never claimed to be, and I'm not a journalist.
You do have a Post-Dispatch notebook, though.
That will get me into the holiday party this year. Well, that's the only reason I have it.
You hope.
Actually, I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
Nope, I'm holding on to it. So, good luck, buddy.
Gonna need that back.
No, but, like, I read that story on Cinco de Mayo. It was, like, it took place in, like, 1904, 1905 or something like that. But the writing at that time was fantastic because you get, like, phrases like Bid McPhee's Cincinnati delegation or the Local Nine and stuff like that. That's how it was written back then, right? Have you ever tried writing that way? You should write an article that way for opening day. That's what your column should be.
It would go over well, I'm sure.
Is if you did old-timey writing to kind of take us into opening day.
But put it in a slideshow so people will read it.
Definitely. Oh, combining the two.
Yeah, new and old.
Yeah, there's what you want to do.
Bridging the gap for the generations.
I'm browsing STLtoday.com today, and I'm on the sports section, and there's another one of these archived articles, and it's from, let's see, tomorrow in 1898. It was in the Post-Dispatch. And all the headline said, at least on STLtoday.com, was Cardinals owner Chris von der Ahe, I don't even know if that's how you say his name, he's a German fella, is kidnapped by detectives from Pittsburgh. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So if this was clickbait, yeah, then you got me.
This was what year is this?
It's in 1898.
They were doing clickbait back then?
The damn owner of the Cardinals got kidnapped by, like, his bondsman or something from Pittsburgh. They, like, set him up at a church in downtown St. Louis.
And then read the subhead.
Okay, and that is, you go ahead and read it. Which part? Okay, it starts with Chris von der Ahe is speeding to Pittsburgh with handcuffs on his wrist and a detective by his side. And some of the details are lured to St. Nicholas, forced into a cab, and hurried to a train in East St. Louis. The baseball magnate bellowed lustily when his abductors drove him over the bridge.
I think lots of people bellow lustily when they drive across the bridge to East St. Louis.
For different reasons now. Times have changed. Sounds are still the same.
Is he the only person who's been handcuffed, headed over to East St. Louis?
I can tell you no.
Okay.
From empirical research. It is a no. It's a big
so
no.
So what did he do?
And apparently he, like, owed some ball player some money, and they found in this ball player's favor in Pittsburgh, and I guess he hadn't paid yet or something, and they kidnapped him.
Goodness gracious.
I started reading about the guy because I don't know rich, deep Cardinal history from the turn of the century, the 1900s. Don't necessarily understand all that.
Right.
But this guy was a character, apparently.
You said something about a statue?
Yeah, he had a statue of himself put outside the ballpark that he had. At one point, the ballpark they played in actually had, like, a horse track in the outfield. It was like an amusement park beyond the outfield.
Oh, my God.
So sounds like
been,
Miami.
It could have been bothersome. He was
sounds like something Joe Strauss would have loved.
A saloon owner. Yes, Joe. Talk about a guy that would really loved his job then. My goodness.
And so the statue is now on his grave?
Yeah, he's buried in Bellefontaine.
We got to go.
And
I got some time coming up here the next week between 12 and 2.
Okay.
We can go check it out.
Can we schedule a
let's do it. A picnic.
Day? I'm not going to go
picnic.
You're going to
eat on the man's grave?
Not one of your dogs.
That's probably not the best way to put that.
Let's go eat gas station sandwiches on top of a man's grave.
No, we could do it from the cart path or whatever they have out there. I've never been there.
It's not a golf course.
Oh, my God.
Just because it's a lot of open space doesn't make it a golf course.
Oh, he called it the cart path.
The cart path. So you want a picnic off the cart path at a man's grave.
Doesn't sound like the worst idea.
Okay.
The weather's beautiful.
It is nice out today. It's just I love that the fact that your website has these on there because I like reading some of the stylings of
the
this
mustaches
time
are great.
Yeah.
The hats are impeccable.
And also like learning about some of the characters involved. Like this is fascinating, isn't it? We've talked and even in this guy's story, there's an issue where he had a trial for part of the stadium burning down. Not the same one.
Same one?
Not the same one.
Wait a second.
Ballparks are just lighting up on fire back then. They're just burning down. So he had some shade. He was a little shady. Died of cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, my.
Was not wealthy when he ended it all.
So he's basically your hero.
Well, let's just say.
Do you have a new hero, a new obsession?
I can see things going that direction for me at times.
You're going to die as king of the hobos, right?
Well, that's my goal at one point in life is to, when I eventually become homeless, to at least be king of the hobos. Sorry, Reverend Larry Rice, but you're going to have to move aside and you won't be worshipped like you are now by the hobos. I would be at some point. I'd like to, you know, have my own encampment or something.
Remember when Gordo said that he thinks we've been affected by being around you too much?
Yes, I do. I'm agreeing with him.
I'm agreeing with that statement.
So you think
now.
Your life's going to be better off without me?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Why are you talking in a high-pitched voice?
I don't know yet is the best answer I can give you. We'll see. Ask me.
You've already started going to the gym.
I did, yeah. I've been trying to eat better.
Yeah, but then you just had that cupcake.
All right.
I'm just saying.
It was one cupcake.
I tried to tell you not to ruin the progress that you had made.
What's wrong with
that? Now he's going to drink. Now he grabs his smart water to act like that's going to make a difference.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Derek Gould. He's got boots on the ground in Florida. He'll set us up for spring training coverage to come. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Writer's Block presented by Bud Select. You're listening to the all new 590 The Fan 105.7 HD2 and InsideSTL.com.